directly into the Ostrowski zone. It's played high and up the center over Roman Helton's head, and the puck is shot off the center where Langley has it. Michael Langley tries to come up center. He still has it. He goes on the left wing, comes across the blue line, being checked by Parisot. Parisot manages to get the puck with him. It's in the corner where Whipple has it. Whipple centers it, and Langley gets a hold of it, whips around the shot, but cannot get it on goal as he was checked at the last second. Langley goes in the corner, tries to center the pass. He gets blocked. It goes back in where three black shirts surrounded Tolbert. Plays along the boards, but he's checked by Corey Sosnowski. Sosnowski keeps working hard on it. Langley, roughed up by Parisot. The puck skitters into the corner where Whipple tries to reach it. Whipple and Langley together. There's a centering pass, and Sosnowski lets it go by, and he couldn't get a stick on it. Puck goes in the corner where Tolbert tries to play it. Tolbert, being checked, gets it up the board to Ostrowski. Ostrowski plays it weakly to center, where it's probably going to be intercepted, and it is by Sosnowski. He centers it. No luck there. And now they shoot it out to the blue line, but Whipple intercepts. Whipple plays it in the center. Oh, and Sosnowski has a glorious chance and can't get a stick on it again. Welton knocks down the centering pass, plays it in the corner. Magason trying to play it, but he's being checked by Langley. Langley centers it again. Cruising at centers, Gehring shoots, and it's blocked by Ostrowski out high. Langley, oh, and it's caught by the goaltender. Jordan Brown will hold on. And that will end play with 1.3 seconds left. Sosnowski had some glorious chances here. Twice it went right over his stick. He is sitting in front.
This is a drop the puck. The whistle will go off in 2 minutes.
Langley will take the face off for the Chargers' Ostrowski zone. The puck is tied up. That's the end of the second period. Two goals for Ostrowski, one for the Chargers. We'll come back with the third period in just 2 minutes' time.
School students, always be a winner with the world's number one photographer, TSS Photography in Ubley. Jerry and Deborah Ostrowski and TSS Photography can take outstanding photos for your sports, graduation, or whatever event you desire. TSS Photography has a quick turnaround time, a proven system for the perfect picture, hassle-free with 100% satisfaction guaranteed. TSS Photography does many Thumb Area School Sports Program picture days. Whether it's football, soccer, basketball, golf, track, local hockey, and more, you're always a winner with TSS Photography of Ubley.
It's finally warming up outside. Do you know where your spring garden tools and supplies are? Thumb Hardware and Appliance, your do-it-best store in Elkton, has everything you need to get outside and start working in your yard. Rakes and shovels, garden seeds and hoses, and so much more. All at prices you can afford. Ready to give those walls a nice, fresh coat of paint? Thumb Hardware and Appliance has everything you need to make your painting project easy and clean up a snap. Thumb Hardware and Appliance in downtown Elkton. Spring is on the way.
Since 1890, Bad Axe Marble and Granite has been here to provide friendly and caring services to you and your family during some of the most difficult times in life. With our experienced staff here at Bad Axe Marble and Granite, we try to make it as easy and as comfortable as we can as we help you to choose the right memorial for your loved one. We offer many different colors, styles, and designs to choose from. We also offer hand etchings to personalize your memorials. Contact us at 989-269-7421 or toll-free at 1-800-533-3558. Bad Axe Marble and Granite is here to assist you and accommodate your special needs.
Purchasing insurance can be a very challenging thing to deal with. When you choose the right agent and the right company that's looking out for your needs, then something does happen, it makes it all worth it. I'm Dave Peruski with Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agency in Bad Axe. Let us at Peruski Insurance find the right auto owner's policies to let you rest at night, knowing you're covered in case of an accident or an injury.
That's right, Dave. I'm Karen Krozek. Getting the proper insurance coverage is as easy as picking up the phone and calling for a free, no-obligation insurance consultation. Let us at Peruski Insurance give you a comprehensive insurance quote on auto, fleet, commercial insurance, and even workers' comp.
For the best insurance service at competitive premiums, see us at your auto owner's agency, Peruski Insurance, at 104 Scott Street between Klemco Printing and Braden Tire in downtown Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-269-9555.
Entertaining third period, Ken.
Yes, it was. It was a real good period.
Our second period, I guess I should say. Third period coming up. Yep. 2-1 for us, Tuscarilla. The puck drops to center ice. Morneau and Whipple. And Morneau comes away with the puck and tries to break across the line, but he's checked by Gorkowski, and the puck comes to center. Morneau manages to get the puck back in. He chases it along the right side boards, keeps working on it. Number 19, Gorkowski, can't keep it. Now it comes out the line. Vogel can't break away. He's checked by Langley. And Whipple comes out the center ice. Langley has it. It's onside. Langley's on the left side boards. He's trying to center. Goes in the center where the goalie shoots it into the corner. Oh, there's a fan in the corner. Defense can't clear it. But eventually it goes over Amon's stick and goes down the zone where the Chargers have it. Chargers get check. Ingram checking on number 8. Rakowski, he can't get it out. Puck stays in at the blue line where Morneau will have to go back and regroup. He tries to play it. It stays at the blue line and goes into the Ostatoski zone where Langley comes in and chases in the corner. It comes out to the point. Gearing has it on the right side boards. Langley tries to come to center. Can't. Gorkowski, a weak shot, gets blocked at the blue line. Ingram keeps it. He can't get it out. But now it comes out to center where Parisot breaks out with number 7, Tolbert. Oh, there's a goal! Number 99, Jacob Parisot sweeps in a rebound at the goalie didn't see, and now we have a 3-1 game. What happened there, Ken?
A bad rebound. Goalie didn't cover it up.
Nope. Just sat out there like a big plum, and it got knocked in, and that was that. Goal was scored by number 99, Jacob Parisot, from number 7, Jacob Amon. The two Jakes have coordinated on that goal. And now we have a 3-1 game for Austintown. Puck dropped at center. It goes towards the Chargers' goal. Gearing has it at center, though, and he tries to break in the right wing, and he gets checked at the last second by Vogel. It goes in the corner anyway. It's held in at the point by Gorkowski. Gorkowski shoots it in, a weak shot center. Oh, at number 18, Corey Sosnowski, who was snake bit in the second period, gets a goal in the third, and now we have a 3-2 game. Ken, what happened there? Same thing, maybe?
Same thing. Eight, 18 from 19.
8 minutes, 21 seconds left in the third period. 3-2 for Ostatoski Realty. Two quick goals in very short order. Puck dropped at center. Puck comes to the blue line. The Chargers' blue line goes in the Chargers' zone where the defense goes back for it. It's played up along the right wing boards. Whipple's in there trying to check. He gets checked himself. Ostatoski brings it out for the Ostatoski team. He gets at center. He loses it, and he just simply plays to the blue line. And then it comes back to center, and Ostatoski checked again by Langley. Langley can't get it in either. Welton goes up the left wing boards. He gets checked, but it goes in where Daniel Rakowski has it for Ostatoski. Goes all the way down the ice. It's going to be icing called against Ostatoski. We'll have a face-off to the right of goal.
Wolverine, best cars and service I've ever seen, and no one there will ever treat you mean at Wolverine, my Wolverine.
More and more people throughout the Thumb area and beyond are ordering high-quality pre-owned vehicles through Wolverine Auto Brokers and Bad Axe. Honesty, integrity, fair pricing. Before you purchase your next vehicle, ask for a free no-obligation consultation. Let Wolverine consult with you on the specific make, model, year options and price range you're looking for, and then let them go to work for you. Dan Braden searches thousands of vehicles each week at various dealer-only auctions. Then he picks the best one at the best price, and you'll save thousands off the new car price.
And no one there will ever treat you.
Wolverine Auto Brokers on M53 on the west side of Bad Axe.
Are you ready for the next power outage? Have you had your generator serviced recently? Can't remember, huh? Well, a generator is only good if it fires up and runs properly when the power goes out. It needs periodic servicing too, even if you haven't used it recently. Are you aware that Mauer Electric services all brands of generators? From oil changes to diagnosis and repair, call